Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a beautiful song. A change has come over me. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on MCI Ministry Radio with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Ah, glory to God. I'm blessed this morning. I pray that you are blessed this morning. We're going to get right into the prayer this morning. Welcome. Hallelujah. You know, just today is Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Praise God. When God sent that fire down. Amen. So we bless God for Pentecost Sunday today. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nothing like him. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We just bless your holy name, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we honor your presence, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We honor your presence, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, over the airways right now, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let no interruptions come. We ask, Father God, for the endowment of your Spirit on today, God, a double dose of your anointing today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. We ask that you go through every home right now, Father God, that's represented here, Father. We ask that your Spirit will fall down in that place, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, your presence will be ever known, Father God, among us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I have studied, Lord God, yes, God. Let me step aside, Father God, that the Holy Spirit will take control, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone, God, that's represented here, God. Move in a miraculous way, God, on today, Father God. Turn situations around, Father God. Bring answers, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God. And we say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the wind that's blowing, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. South, east, and west, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bringing everything together for us, Father God. We thank you for that right now, Father. Now, God, as I sit here today and I listen to you, Father God, I pray that the endowment of the Holy Ghost will just come upon me, God. Hey, yes, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you, God. I thank you for it, God. And I ask, Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God, that only you can give. So, Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, for this is the day that you have made. You said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday on today, let us lift our hands in praises to you for the comfort that you have sent back to keep us, to guide us, protect us, and lead us, and guide us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, and I praise you in Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Amen, people of God, beloved of God. Now, today, we're going to talk about receive ye the power. Come on. Receive ye the power, y'all. The coming of the Holy Spirit. The Bible reads, when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That's Acts, the second chapter, starting at verse number 1. Let me get that right here this morning. Praise God. Let me say it again. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I think it's generally true here that people are always looking to improve, to change their lives for the better. That's why they have self-help sections of in the bookstores. And it's grown so big, and amen, praise God, because everybody needs a little help along the way. That's also why there are so many commercials for diets and exercise products and lots of people out there trying to change their appearance for the better. Have you ever seen how you can have something called, even, you know, they do Botox injected into their faces? I'm not doing that, praise God, hallelujah. It is what it is, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And that will take away your wrinkles, each to their own. Come on, Holy Ghost. People are always looking to improve, to change for the better. Isn't that why people go to school, and isn't that why people go to conferences and seminars? People want change for the better. Come on, Holy Ghost. They want change. I want change, and I'm quite sure you want change. That is about yourself. What is it about yourself that you like to change? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Is it the way you look? Something to do with your health? Something to do with your level of expertise on a certain subject? If you could change one thing about yourself, come on, y'all, what would it be? But listen what God says. God says, God is interested in change. He's interested in changing you and changing me. I say you because I already got it, praise God, because God has given me the word. He let me know, praise God, there's still some things in you that I want to change. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Today we're looking at Pentecost. And we know that everybody preaches Pentecost in a certain kind of way. They want the heavens to open and the power to fall. Praise God. As we take a look at what happened on Pentecost many years ago, we see that God changed many people's lives. And as we learn about these things, we will see that God is also interested in changing you. There are certain things about you and me that God wants to change. What are those things? And how does God plan? Oh, come on, somebody. How does God plan to do that? We will find the answers as we look at the word this morning, because so there is no confusion. Today is Pentecost Sunday that came shortly after Easter. Two major changes took place on Pentecost. The first change was what happened to the disciples. If you are familiar with the scriptures, you know that the disciples believed in Jesus as their Savior. But they were still very confused about all kinds of different things. Even though they walked with them, talked with them, they were still confused. And the world today, praise God, we still read the word, we still seek the Lord, but we're still confused in areas of our lives, because we haven't got the true substance of why Jesus came and why he died on the cross and why he resurrected on the third day and, come on, Holy Ghost, and sat beside the Father. They still didn't fully understand the mission, why he had come to earth. They were still wondering if Jesus would be an earthly king. They were still confused as a result. They were timid, fearful. Come on, somebody. They had thought he was going to enter to Jerusalem to straighten things out and take over the world, basically. As we know, Christ went into Jerusalem and was killed instead. He, of course, rose from the grave. Come on, Holy Ghost. 3 days later, then ascended into heaven a while after that, saying he would send someone to them after he was gone. Jesus said in John 16 and 7, he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I'll send him to you. It's a gift, people of God. Yeah, Katoria Bashia. The Holy Spirit is a person. He said, it's important that I go. So the disciples was pretty confused, and they weren't confident about sharing the gospel with others. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And that's how sometimes we are today, because we won't share the gospel with nobody else. And it's just like, okay, say for instance, we're on the radio show. We've been here for a year, a little bit, maybe over a year, but we still yet have not done what God say to do. Their way is different because they was right there. They were timid. They was fearful. But we got the power today to share with somebody else. When was the last time you gave the phone number or the website to somebody? And I'm talking to Sam. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Am I stepping on somebody's toes this morning? Because we have to reach out. You know, I was talking to my uncle, and he was saying how he's been, he probably been preaching the word to everybody, praise God, and sharing the word, praise God, and giving out the word, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So therefore, he was sharing the God. He wasn't scared to preach the gospel. He wasn't scared to deliver the word, and glory to God, glory to God. And I got excited because it was him sharing the word of God, that nobody be left behind. And my husband, he's been sharing the word, and that nobody be left behind. And certain others been sharing the word. Aunt Willem may been sharing the word, and nobody being left behind. Have you ever got to the point, praise God, that you want to keep it to yourself? The gospel. So the disciples, they was pretty confused. They wasn't confident. See, the thing about it is, God says, if we do the work, he will draw all people unto himself. So we got the point of saying, oh, they're not gonna partake of it, but we don't know what they're gonna do, because one day they might dial that number. One day they might go to that church, praise God. One day they might do outreach. One day they might serve a nation. We don't know, praise God, but we too quick to get so fearful in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in Nazareth. Come on, somebody. How could this be? How could they be if they didn't fully understand what it meant? But when the Pentecost came, the disciples were together. When the sound of the blowing wind came down from heaven, they was all on one accord in the same room waiting for the promise of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. What seemed to be tongues of fire settled on their heads. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen, we all filled with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak in foreign languages they had never learned before. A crowd gathered, people from all over the world, and the crowd listened as the disciples praised God and preached the gospel. The Bible says Peter, Apostle Peter, stood up. Hey, my God, I give you glory. At that point, he received dunamis power to stand. Come on, somebody. The Bible says Apostle Peter stood up and addressed the crowd and gave a beautiful sermon that God, the Holy Spirit, inspired him to preach. A sermon that converted nearly 3,000 people in one day. Come on, Holy Ghost. That same Peter, that same one, praise God, that was timid, that same one that was confused, and when the promise came, praise God, the fire came down and filled them, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, with the dunamis power that God sent from heaven. Come on, somebody, glory to God. You got word in you. You got power in you. You got dunamis power in you, but you got to know who you are and who you belong to. Peter stood up. Do you see the changes that took place on Pentecost? No longer were the disciples confused. Now they understood the plan and the salvation completely. No longer were they timid. Now they were confident, speaking publicly. Think about Peter. 2 months earlier, he was so afraid that he denied Jesus 3 times. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Now he was speaking to a crowd with confidence and understanding that he had never had before. I want to talk to the people right now, praise God, that's been, glory to God. I remember me being shy and not wanting to preach the gospel, praise God, because I didn't have no power. Somebody said, oh, yeah, God has called you to preach the gospel and lead the people to me, praise God. And I'm like, I'm standing there looking like, not me, praise God. I can't do that. But it wasn't in my own flesh that I could do it. It's when the power of God came, praise God. It wasn't until God filled me with his spirit, praise God. You're filled with his spirit. Stand boldly for God. My God, I give you glory. Here, there was another change that took place on Pentecost. And you could argue that the change was more spectacular than what happened to the disciples. After Peter preached his sermon on Pentecost, 3,000 people came to the faith and were baptized. We don't know how. We don't know much about these people. We do know that Jerusalem was packed with people because the festival of Pentecost. Back then, Pentecost was an agricultural festival. God had told the Jews to gather in Jerusalem 50 days after Passover to celebrate the harvest. Are we ready, people of God, to celebrate the harvest? Jews from all over the Roman Empire came, 3,000 of them who were not Christians, who did not believe in Jesus Christ, were changed that day. Their whole way of looking at God, at themselves, at the world, at eternal life. Everything had changed. The Holy Spirit was the one who converted those 3,000 people that day. Yes, Peter preached. Come on, somebody. But it was the Holy Spirit that did the work. It was the Holy Spirit that drew them. It was the Holy Spirit that converted them. Now these people knew how to get to heaven. Now they knew that they were at peace with God. Now they knew that Jesus was their Savior. Pentecost can be summed up in one word. And I believe that word is change. Somebody say change. Change. The word is change today. We see the change that took place in the disciples and the change that took place in the 3,000 people. Our world today needs change. Come on, Holy Ghost. There are so many people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, who do not know how to get to heaven. And there are so many Christians who are like those disciples.
disciples were at before Pentecost? Confused, weak, timid. We need the Holy Spirit to come on us, to change us. Come on, somebody. No longer will we walk around confused. No longer will we walk around weak. No longer will we walk around timid. No longer, praise God, because the Holy Ghost is here today, praise God. Our problem is we don't think we need to be changed. All right. I might get some clicks on that one. Our problem, we don't think that we need to change. I'm all right the way I am. We say to ourselves, oh, God knows me. That really goes through me when somebody tell me that. Oh, God knows my heart. Yeah, he do, but he wants to get you right. He wants to change us, people of God. I'm not just only pointing at you. I'm pointing at myself first. He wants to change us. What do I need to change about myself? The answer is a lot. Yes, it's true. We are Christians, but we still have sinful habits that we don't want to get rid of. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We still have moments when we are selfish. We still have moments when we're completely misunderstood what God is telling us about the Bible. We still have moments when we fail to share our faith because we're too timid. It is true that many of us, come on, are Christians, that those who are and will be going to heaven, but we still need to change. We still need to become more and more the people that God wants us to be. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, let God will be done in my life. Search me, oh God, and find every ruin in my life. Come on, Holy Ghost. Search me, oh God. Yes, I don't know. We need to be Jesus-like people, yes. Doing Jesus-like things, yes. Not just talking loud and saying nothing. My words I speak don't line up with my walk. How does a person change his soul? You can't do it by trying to do or be a better person. It's not in your power. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's like saying that there is something wrong with my car, but I'll try to change that by being a better driver. You need someone to work on your engine, your soul. But the thing is, your soul is too complicated for you to fix yourself. You need someone to fix it for you. Somebody say, fix it for me, Jesus. Come on. I'm talking to us. We want to do right by God. We want to be right. Praise God. Yes, Kodoboshanda. And that someone is the Holy Spirit. He is the one that's going to help you along the way. He is the one that's going to fix your soul. He is the one that's going to fix your walk. He is the one that's going to fix your talk. He is the one that's going to fix your crown. Come on, somebody. Somebody, crown is a little crooked today. I'm talking to the kings and queens right now. Fix your crown today. My God, I give you glory. But how? On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came directly to those disciples today. He could do that if we wanted him to. Come on, somebody. But in the Bible, he tells us that he works in a different way. He no longer comes with a loud sound of the wind or with what looks like tongues of fire or with the ability to speak in a foreign language. Pentecost was one-time event. Today, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost comes to you through quiet, humble preaching of the word on the surface. It doesn't look like anything spectacular right now, praise God. It just sounds like I'm just speaking. Through the word of God. But on the inside of you, all kinds of changes are taking place. You know, I used to ask God, like, Lord, why it don't seem like they're changing? Because the word has not took root yet, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The word has to get deep down inside of you. Take roots, praise God. Spread them roots. Get stable. Get a good foundation. And when the wind blow, praise God, you will not go to the left or the right, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's only until you have the encounter with the Holy Spirit. Are you ready, people of God, to get that encounter? There's not just one encounter with God. There's many encounters with God. There's more dunamis power that he want to pour into you. There's more dunamis power that he want to pour in your soul. There's more dunamis power that he want to pour in your mind. There's more dunamis power that he want to pour in your feet. There's more dunamis power that he want to pour in your hand. There's more dunamis power that he want to pour into your eyes. Your senses shall be waking up today. My God, I give you glory. I hear you, God. Wake us up today, praise us up, God. Shake us and wake us up today, praise God. And what happened when we combine God's word with the bread and wine, as Jesus did on the night he was betrayed? Once again, it doesn't look like anything spectacular when you're taking communion. My God, my hands are up, y'all. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If you know the true significance of you taking communion, my God, I give you glory. I'm just not getting a cracker and some grape juice. Praise God. That thing turned into a spiritual thing. I'm taking on the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus, and putting it in my body. I'm getting more power. I'm getting more sustenance. I'm getting the ability to stand for the Lord. My God, I give you glory. But it is because when we partake in communion, the Holy Spirit can change us, y'all. He can strengthen our faith. And he can increase our love for Christ and our love for one another. Do you want to be more confident? Do you want to be more at peace with God and yourself? Because some of us not even at peace with God and not even at peace with themselves, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you don't like who you become. My God, I give you glory. You don't like how you look. You don't like how you talk. You don't like how you walk. You don't like how you preach. You don't like how you teach. You don't like how you move. Ah. But God, with the Holy Spirit, can help you today to shift your mind to think more highly of yourself. Oh, my God. Do you want to be less confused about the Bible? Do you want to understand it better? Do you want to be able to share your faith more naturally, more confidently? Come on, somebody. Do you want to be able to live the way God tells you to live in the Bible? Do you want to change your soul? Do you want to change your soul for the better? This is what the Holy Spirit does, y'all. Somebody say, this is Pentecost Sunday. This is Fire Sunday. My God, I give you glory. This is a day, praise God, that God is going to make some changes in our lives. Ha, Holy Spirit, have your way today. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. We're going to get some more power, y'all. We're going to get some power to walk right, power to talk right, power to speak right. Come on, Holy Ghost. Spirit, fall down on us.
With our arms open wide.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. You know the last part of that song, she said, I don't want my running to be in vain, and I don't want my living to be in vain. Come on, Holy Ghost. We don't want that, praise God. I don't want to do all this year and then let that be in vain. Come on, somebody. Glory to his name. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He did that in a miraculous, unusual way on that first Pentecost. Come on. The color of Pentecost is traditionally red. Why? You know, I thought about why is this red reminds us, of course, of the blood, Jesus' blood, which he shed as a payment, come on, for our sin. Red also reminds us of what looked like tongues of fire on the disciples' head. Red reminds us of the invisible fire of faith that is burning on the inside of us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The gift that the Holy Spirit has given us is, if you were to give the Holy Spirit a color, maybe the best color to describe it is red, the color of fire. Every time you come in contact with the Word of God, fire enters your heart. Come on. Somebody, glory to his name. Have you ever read the Word of God? Praise God. And got an illumination? Praise God. Or got a quickening in your spirit? Praise God. Because the fire went on the inside. It's nothing like reading God's Word. It converts our heart. Praise God. It gives us some substance to stand. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And it burns away that selfishness and that confusion, the envy, the jealousy, the hate, the bitterness, and all that nasty stuff, that the fire becomes fire of faith in our lives. A fire which trusts and loves Jesus Christ as our Savior. If you could sum up Pentecost in one word, that one word would be change. May the Holy Spirit continue to work in us, to change us, to fan into a flame the fire. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, fan the flame. Come on, Holy Ghost. Flame of fire that is in each of you and in me. The Holy Spirit. That's what we're talking about today. If we had a kite, praise God, and hallelujah, and we even make a, you know, that paper that we always made when we was little kids and try to make a kite and try to fly it, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Come on, suddenly, a sound like blowing of a violent wind came from heaven, filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated, came to each other. The Holy Spirit will speak for us today. Praise God in the name of Jesus. How many of you like to fly kites? It is great fun to watch a kite soaring high in the sky. What is it that keeps the kite up there? It is the wind. How many of you have ever seen the wind? That was a trick question, y'all. No one has seen the wind. We can't see the wind because it's invisible. Well, if we can't see the wind, how do we know that it's there? One way we can tell and know the wind is there is that we hear it. When we wake up in the morning, I sometimes turn the TV on to see what the weather is doing, and praise God, there are some mornings that I don't even need to look at the TV because I hear the wind, because we can hear it. I can hear it whistling through the trees and around the windows and the doors. We can't see the wind, but we know it is there because we can hear it. Another way we can know the wind is there is that we can see things moving. Do you still see things moving in your life? The wind is blowing, praise God, to move things in place in our lives. Come on, Holy Ghost. Take some
a little bit of paper in your hands and blow on it. Praise God. You can feel the wind because now it's going to blow pretty much out of your hand. We can see it moving, the leaves moving, the trees moving. Amen. Praise God. Everything moving. The snow, praise God, blows and everything. Praise God. Because the wind of God blows. That is the Holy Spirit. He's at moving. He's moving in our lives. We can't see the wind, but we know it is there because we can see what the wind is doing. So another way we can see the wind is that we can feel it blow on the back of our hands, and we can see all those things. Sometimes we go outside, and sometimes, praise God, the wind blows, and I see men running after their hats. Hallelujah. Because the wind is blowing. Today, we're studying a special day called Pentecost. It was on the day of Pentecost that God sent the Holy Spirit to the church. We see the people say now, why is it no miracles being done? And why is this not happening? Why is this not happening? Has we really engrafted into the Holy Spirit to find what the Holy Spirit can do in the church? As my husband did a sermon on Fresh Fire Friday, how we used to go to the church and pray and pray and pray until something happens. Praise God. The Holy Spirit comes and rush into place and things begin to take place. Healing begin to take place. Praise God. Deliverance begin to take place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Things begin to take place because the wind of God is blowing. The Bible tells us that the apostles were all gathered together, and suddenly there was a sound, mighty, rushing wind. Then it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit is like the wind. We can't see him, but we can know that he is there. Just like we can know that the wind is there. So that time that you're feeling lonely by yourself, know that God is there. Come on, Holy Ghost. So today, Lord, we ask a double dose of your spirit today because we want change in our lives. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. Power to see right. Power to hear right. Power to sow right. We need your extraordinary power today, God. Lord, I thank you for the change. Lord, blow on our ministries. Lord, blow on our finances. Lord, blow on our children. Come on, Holy Ghost. Lord, blow on our marriages. Make it new again, God. Lord, blow on our businesses. Cause it to accelerate, God. Lord, blow on our job. Send increase, God. Lord, blow on our health, God. Make us healthy so we can do your work, God, in the name of Jesus. We need the fire over our minds, the fire over our hearts, the fire over our hands. The fire over our feet. We need the fire. The power of God has been sent to us to walk in dunamis power. Are you packing power today? The Bible says when Peter preached a sermon in Acts 2 and 14, the Bible says that but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known unto you. Come on, Holy Ghost. He got bold with that thing. Hallelujah. And heed my word, he said. For these are not drunk, as you suppose. Since it is only the third hour of the day, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. They ain't drunk. They filled with the Spirit of God. They have no control over themselves right now. When you have a true encounter with God, you have no control over yourself no more. There's no control in what God does, praise God. I remember, praise God, when he called me to preach the gospel, praise God, and I was good at being a prophet of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I didn't mind going different places. But when he said, pastor my church, praise God, it took something in me, praise God. I didn't want to do it because I know how the people was. The power took over, praise God, and he rolled me across the floor until I said yes. I had no control over myself no more until I said yes. Are you saying yes to God today? My God, I give you glory. Some of you have not answered your call yet. Some of you are contemplating. Some of you put your call down. Amen, praise God, for a season. But it's time to pick it up. He said here, for these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. Has the Bible reversed itself? No, it hasn't. It's still speaking. Oh, glory to God. Peter stood up. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Are you dreaming? Praise God. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my maid servants and on my men servants, I will pour out my spirit in these days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs, glory to God, in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood. Peter's preaching, y'all. Before the coming of this great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass, he prophesying, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, men of Israel, hear these words. He was bold in speaking for God. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, signs, which God did through him in you. And yours, and the midst, as you yourself know, him being delivered by the determined purpose of the foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, has crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, because it was not possible. Come on, Holy Ghost. That he should be held to it. Death could not hold Jesus. Come on, somebody. The same spirit that Jesus had raised up, praise God, the same spirit that's in you, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Stand up, people of God. It is time to take authority, glory to God, over your life, over your spirit, over your walk, over your talk. It is time to take authority back. You give the devil too much permission to do things to you. Take your authority back. Take it back today. I'm not going to let the enemy use me today. Take authority today. I'm not going to allow him, praise God, yet corner of Ashanda, make me lose my blessing. Take authority today. I'm not going to let him stop me from teaching, preaching the word of God. Take authority today. I'm not going to give him power over my joy. Take authority today. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. It is time, people of God, to grab a hold of the dunamis power that God placed on the inside of you. If I had never told you anything, stand for righteousness and see what God do in your life. My God, I give you the glory. The power that God sent back is undeniable, unpredictable, supernatural, the power that we have on the inside. Don't let nobody take that power from you. You have the power today. Pentecost power on the inside of you. With that being said, my God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless and I praise the Lord today for the walk that he has given all of us. Oh, Jeka Mashatora Bashia. There's such a power that Jesus left us. He said, it's expedient that I go to the Father, that I may send back the Comforter to you. Today, I thank God for the power. I pray that you was blessed today. I pray that the word has found you today. So we, Father, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit. Even though we can't see him, we are thankful that we can hear him speak to our hearts. Feel his presence in our daily lives. See him moving us to do his will. We thank him today. I thank you, amen, for joining me today. Praise God on Pentecost Sunday, y'all. We bless God today. Amen. I just want to give y'all some words and some messages. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you, and you for joining me this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, y'all know I'm on Sundays. Amen. At 9 a.m. Amen. You are on the air. Amen. With Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. And don't forget tomorrow night, y'all. Come on. Y'all fix at 6 with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Praise God. 6 p.m. Y'all don't want to miss that service. Amen. Tuesday, Bishop Thurman Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, where they make champions. Come on, somebody. That's Bishop. That's his words. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget on Wednesday, weekly word workout with Lady T, Undisputed Truth Ministry. Friday. Amen. Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. The blowing of the shofar, y'all. If you ever heard the blowing of the shofar, you want to come on. Praise God. Because we are blowing in the year of Jubilee. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Praise and worship. Amen. You be on, amen, with Pastor Matthew McNeil, and he gives a fresh Friday fruit, which is the word of God, a power word. Amen. Praise God. So don't miss no services. And these services at 6 p.m. Praise God. And y'all, listen. Wednesday is Pastor Matthew's birthday. May the 26th. A child was born. Amen. Praise God. No other like of y'all. Lord have mercy. And it's our anniversary on the same day. So we are celebrating two things on Wednesday. Amen. Celebrate with us. Amen. Wednesday, 9 years of marriage. Hallelujah. And when y'all hear our story, one day we're going to tell our story. And you're going to wonder how we stood the test. We thank God for that. Amen. Praise God. Because of the Holy Spirit, he still got us connected. So I bless God for you, and you for coming on. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to give God the glory. Amen. If you want to bless the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. We are going into a different season, and we're looking for sponsors. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So if you'd like to sponsor the radio show, amen, get in touch with me, 302-883-9799. Amen. We can use everybody's help at this time. Amen. Praise God. Bringing forth God's word. Amen. Bringing it to the kingdom. Prepare yourself. Next year, 2022, amen, I'll be hosting a conference at Sandy Cole's Ministry. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. In August, the third week of August of next year, I'll be hosting a conference for men and women. We're going to come together. Amen. Things are opening back up, but we want to make sure, amen, by next year, amen, praise God. So if you want to be a blessing to sponsor, amen, praise God, some of the speakers or whatever you want to do for the kingdom of God, get in touch with me. So we thank God today. Amen. We do have an email address, praise God. That's MCI. WEI2621 @yahoo.com if you want to contact us. Amen. So we thank God for you, you, and you, and now me to come into your home today. I want to pray out. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for your grace, mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word today, Father, because we know today is Pentecost Sunday, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that glory to his name, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are pouring your spirit in us even the more, God. Power to see right, power to hear right, power to talk right, power to walk right, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know that change has taken place on today, Father. If we have heard the words, we don't want the birds to come and snatch the word away, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that that word, God, be rooted within our spirit, God. That we can share with somebody else, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing today. We thank you for blessing every home that's represented here. We thank you, Lord God, that you are making a way out of nowhere, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the doors that you're opening right now, Father God. We thank you for the doors that you're closing right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we are the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above and not beneath, Father God. We thank you for it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you even for the land that we have never tilled, Father God. And I thank you, we thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do on today. Now, Holy Spirit, have your way. Move by your mighty power. These things I pray. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with a seed in joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I got a song for y'all. I'm going, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want all of you, praise God, to be blessed, be blessed, to be blessed, be blessed. Hallelujah. God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubt. You're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, rule the diamond road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it.
that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won. So many times, over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
How you keep on making a way for me?